How to follow up after networking events effectively. You've done the hard part. You pushed past the initial awkwardness, navigated a crowded room, and engaged in several promising conversations. You walk away from the networking event with a stack of business cards, a list of names, and a sense of accomplishment. But here's a sobering truth: the real work has just begun. The connections you made are fragile, and without a deliberate and thoughtful follow-up strategy, the potential value of those interactions will evaporate. The fortune, as they say, is in the follow-up. Effective networking isn't just about collecting contacts, it's about cultivating relationships. This requires moving beyond a simple "nice to meet you" email and adopting a systematic approach that provides value, demonstrates professionalism, and builds genuine rapport. The follow-up is where you transform a fleeting moment into a lasting professional asset. Many professionals stumble at this crucial stage. They either fail to follow up at all, send generic, forgettable messages, or make the fatal error of asking for something before they've offered anything of value. To master the art of the follow-up, you must shift your mindset from transactional to relational. It's not about what you can get, but what you can give. This approach is deeply rooted in the psychology behind great communication, which emphasizes empathy, clarity, and mutual benefit. In this comprehensive guide, we will deconstruct the process of following up effectively, providing you with actionable steps, templates, and strategies to turn every handshake into a meaningful and productive relationship. We will cover everything from the ideal timing and crafting the perfect message to nurturing connections for long-term success, ensuring your networking efforts yield tangible results. The golden 24 to 48 hour window: why timing is everything. The first rule of effective follow-up is speed. Your goal is to reconnect while the memory of your conversation is still fresh in the other person's mind. The ideal time to send your first follow-up message is within 24 to 48 hours of the event. Waiting longer than 2 days sends an unintentional message that the connection wasn't a priority. In a world of constant digital noise, your promptness acts as a powerful differentiator. It signals that you are organized, professional, and genuinely interested in continuing the conversation. A timely follow-up respects the other person's time and mental space, making it more likely that they will not only remember you but also be receptive to your message. This initial interaction sets the tone for the entire future relationship, so starting with professionalism and enthusiasm is crucial for success. To make this process seamless, it's wise to block out time in your calendar the day after a networking event specifically for follow-up. Before you even leave the event, you can aid your future self by jotting down a key detail or two on the back of each business card you receive. What did you discuss? Was it a particular business challenge, a shared hobby, or a mutual acquaintance? This small detail will become the cornerstone of your personalized message, elevating it from a generic template to a meaningful touch point. This practice is a core tenet of the art of effective networking for entrepreneurs, where every connection is a potential partner, client, or mentor. By acting quickly and preparing diligently, you demonstrate respect and create a powerful first impression that lasts far beyond the initial meeting. Crafting the perfect follow-up email: personalization, value, and a clear call to action. A generic, mass-produced email is the fastest way to be ignored or deleted. The power of a follow-up lies in its personalization. Your initial message should immediately remind the recipient who you are and the context of your conversation. Start with a subject line that is both clear and specific, such as "great connecting at the event" name or "following up on our chat about specific topic." This prevents your email from being mistaken for spam and instantly jogs their memory. In the body of the email, your first sentence should directly reference the conversation you had. For example, "I really enjoyed our conversation about the challenges of implementing agile workflows in large teams." This simple act of remembrance shows you were actively listening and valued their insights. After re-establishing the connection, the next and most critical step is to provide value. Before you even think about asking for something, whether it's a job, a referral, or a sales meeting, you must first give. The value you offer can take many forms. It could be an article or a book you mentioned, an introduction to someone in your network who could help them, a relevant case study, or even a compliment on a recent achievement you discovered through a quick LinkedIn search. For instance, you could write, "Following our chat, I came across this insightful article on agile methodologies that I thought you might find interesting." This transitions the interaction from a selfing request to a generous, helpful gesture. The goal is to be a resource, not a petitioner. This commitment to the importance of clarity in communication extends to your intentions. Be clear that your primary goal is to help. Finally, every follow-up needs a clear, low-friction call to action, CTA. Don't ask for an hour-long meeting. Instead, propose a simple next step, such as, if you're open to it, I'd love to continue our conversation with a brief 15-minute call next week. This makes it easy for them to say yes and moves the relationship forward without being demanding. Beyond the first email, building a multi-touchpoint strategy. Following up is not a one-and-done event, it's a campaign. People are busy, inboxes are flooded, and a single email can easily be missed or forgotten without any ill intent. A persistent yet polite multi-touchpoint strategy is essential for cutting through the noise. Your second touchpoint should occur about a week after the first email if you haven't received a response. This is also an excellent time to connect on LinkedIn. When you send the connection request, be sure to personalize the invitation. Instead of the generic default message, write something like, "Hi name, it was great meeting you at event name last week. I enjoyed our talk about topic and would love to stay connected." This reinforces the initial meeting and adds another layer to your professional connection. It's a low-pressure way to remain on their radar. If you still haven't heard back after the LinkedIn connection, a second email is appropriate a few days later. This email should be a gentle nudge, not a guilt trip. You can forward your original message and add a brief, friendly note at the top, such as, "Hi name, just wanted to gently bump this in your inbox. I know how busy things can get after a conference." You can also use this opportunity to offer another piece of value. For example, "P.S. I just saw your company was featured in publication. Congratulations. This shows you are paying attention and are genuinely invested in their success." If a third attempt is needed, it should be the breakup email. This is a polite, professional way to close the loop while leaving the door open for future interaction. It sounds something like this: "Hi name, I know you must be swamped, so I won't follow up on this again. I'm here if you ever want to chat about topic. Wishing you all the best." This approach respects their time, removes any pressure, and ensures you come across as professional, not pestering. This method is central to how to build a strong network without feeling forced, as it prioritizes mutual respect over aggressive pursuit. Conclusion. The ultimate goal of networking is not to build a large database of contacts, but to cultivate a robust community of professional allies. This requires a long-term nurturing strategy that extends far beyond the initial follow-up sequence. Once contact has been established, the focus shifts to staying relevant and valuable over time. This is where a simple personal CRM, customer relationship management, system, even a basic spreadsheet, can be invaluable. Organize your new contacts with notes on their interests, challenges, and key details from your conversation. Set reminders to check in periodically, not with an ask, but with a gesture of goodwill. This long-term engagement should be value-driven and authentic. Did your contact share a post on LinkedIn? Like it and leave a thoughtful comment. Did their company launch a new product? Send a brief congratulatory email. Did you read a book or listen to a podcast you think they would enjoy? Share it with them. These small, consistent interactions compound over time, building trust and solidifying your place as a valued member of their network. This kind of consistent effort becomes easier when you integrate it into your routine, transforming it into one of your daily habits to improve your communication style. After several touchpoints of providing value, you earn the right to make an ask. By then, it's not a cold request, it's a conversation with a trusted professional peer. You might suggest a virtual coffee to catch up or discuss a specific opportunity for collaboration. This patient, long-term approach is what separates amateur networkers from master relationship builders, creating a powerful, supportive professional circle that can fuel career growth for years to come.